们先读几处的圣经。
Let's begin by reading some scriptures.
以弗所书第一章。
From the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
新约圣经以弗所书第一章。
In the New Testament, the epistles of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth.
哥林多前书第一章
and 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第九节
verse 9.
神是信实的。你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个中文啊，这个翻译也可以说，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好进入我们的主耶稣基督的交通里。
In the English, it says to be called into the fellowship of his son, and Chinese translated into to receive an inheritance in his son.
我们再读诗篇三十三篇。
And then we'll read Psalm 33.
诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
第十节
Verse 10.
耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect.
耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations.
我们后面就翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Then we will turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother.
写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告。
We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
愿听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love of all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们所听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Which has come to you as it has also come to all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事。
As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf.
也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
who also declared to us your love in the Spirit.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you.
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption through His blood and for the forgiveness of sins.
我们再读一下第二章的第二节到第三节。
And we will go on to read from chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
好叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
So this concludes our scripture reading for now.
我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们何等感谢你。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
让我们可以在这里享受你的同在。
That we can be here to enjoy your presence.
我们在这里仰望你的恩典。
We look up to your grace.
你挪去我们心头所有的重担。
May you remove all the burdens from our heart.
也除去我们与你之间任何的拦阻。
And remove all the hindrances that we might have between you and I.
愿主赐下赐人智慧启示的灵。
May you grant us the spirit of wisdom and understanding and
光照我们的心眼。
That you may enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
我们都愿回转像小孩子的样式。
That we want to all turn back like little children.
因为你说这些事像聪明通达人就隐藏起来。
Because you have said that these things have been hidden to the wise and the understanding.
像婴孩就显现出来。
That they have been revealed to the suckling babes.
我们晚上一同仰望你，你把你自己向我们显现出来。
So Lord, we look up to you this evening. May you reveal yourself to us.
我们在这里只有一个心愿，就在愿意在这里来遇见你。
We have only one desire that we want to meet you here.
愿意在这里听见你向我们说话的声音。
We want to hear the voice of you speaking to us.
我们一同的谦卑等候在主的面前。
We humbly come before you and wait before you.
让你的圣灵在这里将你自己的话亲自向我们打开。
May your Holy Spirit open up your word to us.
让我们在这里不是听人在外面的讲论。
That we will not just hear some speeches of men.
愿我们听见今天圣灵向我们说话的声音。
We want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking into our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.
这一次我们的三堂的聚会的主题是进入神旨意的交通。
This time we have three special topics. The theme of the three topics or the three messages is to enter into the will of God.
这是一件非常重要的事。
And it's one of the most important matter.
可以说是每一个神的儿女生命当中最重要的一件事。
Perhaps we can even say this is the most important matter in the life of believers.
因为我们是说到 the will of God, 是他那一个旨意。
Because we're entering into the fellowship of the will of God.
就是在以弗所书一章十节那里所说的。
That was, which was described in Ephesians chapter 1:10.
那里给我们看见说神的旨意就是要让基督充满在万有的里面。
That Christ will be filled in all the creation.
基督在万有中居首位。
That he will be preeminent in all
things. 万有都彰显基督。
That all creation can manifest Christ.
这是神那永远不变的旨意。
This is the eternal will of God that will never change.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上，我们作为神的儿女。
So today, as we live on the earth as children of God,
如果我们没有进到这一个旨意的当中，
if we have not entered into this will of God,
我们的生命没有价值，没有意义，
then our life has lost its value, lost its meaning.
在诗篇三十三篇告诉我们说，只有神的旨意是永远的旨意。
That Psalm 33 tells us only the will of God is eternal and changeless.
无论人在地上有多少的筹算，
no matter all the plans of men,
无论你人有多少心中的意念，
all the counsels of the nations,
都会归于无有，
they will be brought to nothing.
唯有耶和华的筹算永远立定，
only the counsel of the Lord stands forever.
他的思念万代长存，
and the plans of his heart to all generations.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们每一个神的儿女来讲实在是太重要了。
So brothers and sisters, this is so important to each one of the child of God.
说到神的旨意在神的儿女中间，我想在这件事上好像问题是最多的。
And to talk about the will of God, this is also one of the things that has the most questions among children.
我想一个很重要的原因就是因为我们蒙恩得救了。
And one of the most, one of the reason is because we have been saved.
一个人如果他真正的蒙恩得救，
if someone has truly been saved,
他一定关心神的旨意。
And certainly he will care for the will of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人他说他受洗了，
if someone,
他说他信主了，
if someone says I have believed, I have been baptized,
但是他从来不关心神的旨意。
But he cares nothing for the will of God.
他无论信主有多少的年日，
no matter how long he has been saved,
他从来不关心神的旨意。
He has never even cared for the purpose of God.
这样的人生命中是有很严重的问题。
Then there is a great, grave problem in the life of this, believer.
每一个真实蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Every person, every believer, child of God who has been saved,
我们自然就关心到神的旨意。
Very naturally, we will care for the will of God.
有的时候我们在想，神的旨意，神那永远的旨意，好像非常的遥远。
Sometimes we think to ourselves, this will of God, this eternal will of God, seems so far away.
好像讲到神的旨意，跟我们好像关系，好像是没有什么关系一样。
As if this eternal will has nothing to do with us.
可能觉着，也许有一天我做了传道人，可能我生命中有点旨意了。
If one day by any chance I become a preacher, perhaps I can do something to about this will.
但圣经告诉我们说，你就是有一天做了传道人，也不一定有旨意。
But the Bible actually tells us, even if we become a preacher, our life might not have the meaning that you think.
马太福音第七章，主特别告诉我们说，等到主那一天来的时候，有许多人跟他说，我们奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能。
Matthew chapter 7, the Lord says, on that day, many will come to me and say, Lord, have we not preached in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name?
主却说， yeah. 你们这些作恶的人。
But yet the Lord says, you evildoers.
做传道人还会成为一个作恶的人吗？
How can those who are preaching in the name of the Lord be,
他不是去犯罪，
evildoers? They're not sinners.
他不是去爱世界。
They're not committing crime or loving the world.
他不是在那里好像做很多这个世俗的事情。
They're not doing many worldly things as if.
他是传道，赶鬼，行异能。
Casting out demons and performing miracles.
主说唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进到国度里面。
But the Lord says only those who does the will of the Father can enter into the kingdom.
有的时候我们想说我现在是学生，你们是学生对吧？
Sometimes we think that we are students, as
many
of you are.
做学生我们有旨意吗？
Do we have a purpose or meaning as students?
我们的旨意是什么呢？
What is our purpose?
就是考 SAT 可以考1600分。
So that we can get 1600 in SAT?
弟兄姊妹，做学生有旨意吗？
Is that the purpose of us being a student?
有一个学生他的这个考试被老师误判了。
And there was one student one time, their teacher made a mistake in grading.
他去找到老师说能不能给我改过来。
And he went to look for the teacher and says, can you change my grade?
他的老师非常的坚持他的判断。
And the teacher was very stubborn and would not change it.
他最后只能够得到80分。
At the end, this person only got 80.
他应该得100分的。
He should have gotten 100.
他只得了80分。
But he only got 80.
他在神面前祷告，他完全服下来。
And he came before God to pray and he completely surrendered himself. 基督顺
服的生命从他身上显出来。
And somehow that obedient life of Christ was manifested through him.
有旨意。
Then he found the meaning of being a student.
有意义。
There is a purpose.
有价值。
There is value.
还有的学生。
And then there is another student.
老师也判错了。
They also got a wrong grade.
老师不肯改变。
The teacher also was very stubborn.
他就告到学校去。
And he went up to sue the school.
把这件事情弄得非常的大。
He completely blew up this matter.
最后得了满分。
And at the end he got 100.
没有旨意。
Yet he did not find the purpose.
没有意义。
Or the meaning.
没有价值。
And he received no value.
今天我们有做工的。
Today many of us are working.
我们要工作多忙才算是神的旨意呢？
How busy do you have to be touching the will of God?
是不是说我们觉得说工作太忙了就没有旨意呢？
Do we sometimes think, oh, because I'm too busy, then my life has lost meaning?
是不是我每一天都是游手好闲，挨家闲游，说长道短，我就有旨意呢？
Is it if I were just sitting at home doing nothing, or just gossiping about people, then I can find purpose?
但以理在巴比伦的王宫，他做宰相，可以说日理万机啊。
That Daniel, when he was second command in the palace of Babylon, he probably was very, very busy.
他进到神旨意的当中。
Yet he was able to enter into the will of God.
有旨意。
He found a purpose.
神的国就在人的国中掌权。
The kingdom of God was reigning and ruling among the kingdom of man.
有旨意，有意义，有价值。
There was purpose, meaning, and value.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们每一个神的儿女太重要了。
This is so important to each one of us.
你就是在家庭里面做家庭主妇的。
Even if you're a homemaker,
你身上有那一个长久、温柔、安静的灵。
If you have that patient, long-suffering, the spirit of kindness in you,
你的生命有旨意、有价值、有意义。
Then there is meaning and value and purpose in your life.
弟兄姊妹，一切都在乎神的儿子。
Everything has everything to do with the Son of God.
到底基督的生命有没有在我们身上显明出来
？Can we allow the life of Christ to be manifested?
到底基督在我们生命中是不是居首位
？Has Christ become preeminent in our life?
我们的题目不仅是说到神的旨意。
So our topic is not only to talk about the will of God.
我们的题目是进入神旨意的交通。
But rather to enter into the fellowship in the will of God.
神的旨意就是指的神的儿子说的。
The will of God is simply Christ, His Son.
也就是说进入神旨意的交通就是像哥林多前书一章第九节那里所说的 进到神儿子的交通的里面。
To enter into the fellowship of the will of God, it's just like what Corinthians 1:9 says, to enter into the fellowship with the Son of God.
那里告诉我们说，你们蒙召原是进入这样的交通的里面。
That we have been called into the fellowship of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救了。
That we have been saved today.
我们的罪得着赦免。
Our sins were forgiven.
我们从主那里得着新的生命。
We have received the new life from the Lord.
我们今天被带进神的家中。
And we have been brought into the house of God.
我们今天享受在父面前一切的丰富。
And we have enjoyed all the fullness of the Father.
但是在这里给我们看见说，神他召我们的目的乃是进入到他旨意的交通的当中。
But here it shows us the purpose for which God has called us is so that we can enter into the fellowship with His Son.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们可以说是这个救恩所带给我们最高的祝福。
And this perhaps is the highest blessing that this salvation has brought us.
这一个交通实在是太荣耀了。
And this fellowship is so glorious.
这个交通原来只有神格里面的才有这样的资格交通。
This fellowship originally can only exist within the Godhead.
在主的恩典的里面，像我们这样的人竟然能被带进这样的宝贵的交通的里面。
But in the grace of God, He can even bring in people like you and I into this fellowship.
有的人认识一些很有钱的人。
And some people know very wealthy people.
他们有很多的他们自己的这种 club, 这种的所谓的这个俱乐部。
They have many clubs for wealthy people.
一般的人你进不去的。
Commoners like us cannot even enter into these kind of wealthy places.
光是那一个年度的那个什么费用就是$100,000。
Even the daily, year annual membership fee could be $100,000.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候觉得Very sad. 我们觉得好像非常难过。
Sometimes we feel we're so sad. We're left out.
哎呀，我们这一看看自己怎么这么穷啊
？We look at ourselves. We're so poor.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是神的儿女。
But brothers and sisters, today you are son of you are the son of God.
我们今天被带进宇宙中最丰富、最荣耀的交通的里面。
You have been brought into the richest, most full.The fullest fellowship in the whole universe.
在哥罗西书第二章里特别告诉我们说，他说所积蓄的一切的智慧和知识都在这个交通的里面。
In Colossians 2, it says, within this fellowship, you will find all the riches of all the fullness of understanding of knowledge.
换句话说，在这一个交通之外，没有真正的智慧。
In another word, outside of this fellowship, you will not find true knowledge.
在这一个交通之外，没有真正的知识。
Outside of this fellowship, there is no wisdom.
如果我们不进入这个荣耀的交通里，弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵上寸步难行啊。
If we cannot enter into this fellowship with the Son, then we cannot grow at all in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们就是说，哦，神的旨意 ，Who cares？
Sometimes we think, oh, the will of God, who cares?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天不进入神旨意的交通的里面，
But brothers and sisters, if we cannot enter into the fellowship of the will of God,
我们可以说在神面前我们是没有出路的人。
Then before the Lord, there is no way out.
因为所积蓄的一切的智慧知识都在这个交通的里面。
Because all the fullness of the knowledge and the wisdom that God has prepared are in this fellowship.
带进这个宝贵的交通里。
And if we can be brought into this fellowship,
其实一个基督徒才能真正过一个正常的基督徒生活。
Then only then a Christian can be living a normal Christian life.
我们看在这个哥罗西书第一章第九节。
So Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 says,
我们知道使徒保罗他是进入到这个交通里的一个人。
We know Apostle Paul has entered into this fellowship.
他不是仅仅告诉我们这个真理而已。
He's not only telling us about the truth.
他更是自己亲身的经历。
But he has experienced it by himself.
告诉我们，他说这一个进到神旨意的交通到底是怎样一种情形呢？
And he described to us what it is like when he's in the fellowship.
他说就是 这个满心知道神的旨意。
That they will be filled with knowledge and of the will of God.
他这个原来的这一个，这个他这个这个我们查考过，这个原来的这个意思，他说是对于神旨意那个丰满的认识来充满一个人。
And we've actually looked into the original text. What it actually said is that the fullness of the will of God can fill.
这个对他丰满的认识，这个 fullness of the knowledge.
The fullness.
然后这个丰满的知识呢，然后充满我们。
So it's to have the fullness of the knowledge of the will to be completely filling us.
当你真的带进这个旨意的交通里。
When we can be brought into the fellowship of God's will. 你哪怕
尝到一点点。
Even if you have tasted only a little.
你里面的喜乐可以说真的胜过那风愁五谷新酒的人。
That you will experience a joy greater than the joy of full harvest.
你愿意让这个旨意更多的显明在你的里面。
Then all you desire is for this will to be even more fuller
manifested. 你愿意对这个旨意有一个丰满的认识。
That you want to have a fuller understanding.
而且让这个丰满的认识整个充满在你全人的里面。
And you want this full knowledge of the will of God to be filling you from head to toe.
有个弟兄说这个充满在我们里面什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be filling us?
就是你这个人被 saturated, 被这个旨意好像给饱和了。
That as if you are saturated by it.
你这个人被这个旨意 occupied, 被这个旨意完全占有了。
That you are fully occupied.
你被这个旨意完全 control 了，你被这个旨意完全的给管理，给控制住了。
That you,
支配了。
You are completely controlled by this will.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个人他真的进到这一个宝贵的交通门里面。
And when someone can enter into this precious fellowship.
他真的巴不得能够进到这一个认识的完全的里面。
That he wants to enter into more and more, fuller and fuller.
他让这个丰满的知识在那里 saturated, occupied, controlled 他的全人。
Until this fullness of the knowledge can saturate him, to occupy him and control him.
他说后面就告诉我们说，当人进到神这样的旨意的交通里
，and later on he says when someone is entered into this fellowship，
他后面就是好叫他这个第十节是吧？就是好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him。Being fruitful in every good work, and in the increasing in the knowledge of God.
一直到十四节
all the way to verse 14.
他这里告诉我们说，这是一个正常的基督徒生活。
He tells us now this is a normal Christian life.
说到基督徒的生活
to talk about a Christian life,
有些人说基督徒生活可容易了。
Some people say to be a Christian is so easy.
礼拜天就来聚会。
Sunday you come to church.
像有的聚会还有很好的爱宴。
Some church even have great lunch.
不仅吃饱了还可以打包。
And not only you eat your fill and you can also take it to go.
基督徒生活太容易了。
Living a Christian life so easy.
可以非常轻松的。
It's very easy and simple.
如果你觉得基督徒生活是非常容易的。
If you think a Christian life is easy,
恐怕你的得救有问题。
And perhaps there is some problem with your salvation.
恐怕你生命中和主之间有很多的拦阻。
Perhaps there are many hindrances between you and the Lord.
有些人说，基督徒生活可不简单了。
But some people say, oh, to be a Christian is so hard.
那可是要咬紧牙关的。
You have to clench your teeth.
哦，那可是要很多的努力的。
You have to try really hard.
然后当你这样的努力认真很小心的偶尔你会得胜的。
That you, even when you're so trying so hard, tiptoeing your way, and sometimes, only sometimes, you taste the victory.
你夫妻的关系可以有点改善。
And perhaps sometimes your relationship with between husband and wife can improve.
有人做见证说，我们夫妻关系已经好了40%。
Some people even testify that our relationship between husband and wife has improved 40%.
如果你觉得基督徒生活是非常难的，
and if you think this Christian life is very difficult,
感谢主，证明你得救了。
Praise the Lord, that maybe proves that you have been saved.
因为一个新的生命进到我们里面。
Because we have received a new life into us.
我们从亚当来的生命，神没有把它取去。
That this old Adamic life was not completely removed.
现在在我们里面有两个生命。
That there are two lives within us.
最开始有生命的纠结。
That there start, this two lives start to struggle with each other.
所以让你感觉到好像你所愿意的，有的时候你就没有办法去行出来。
Sometimes you feel like the thing that you want to do, you're unable to do it.
有的圣道儿女说，基督徒生活绝不是简单的。
And some people say this Christian life is not so easy.
基督徒生活绝不是难的。
Nor should it be difficult.
根本就不可能。
It should be impossible.
这样的基督徒很可能进到罗马书第七章的经历。
That these people who says this perhaps have experienced Roman chapter 7.
因为在罗马书第七章里，那里看见说，那里有一个人，他真的盼望能够讨神的喜悦，凡事讨神的喜悦。
Because here in Roman chapter 7, you see a person who truly desires to be pleasing to the Lord.
但是什么时候他想讨神的喜悦，好像就有另外一个力量，有一个邪恶的势力就与他同在。
But whenever he wants to please the Lord, as if there is an evil force that's fighting against him.
他这个立志行善由得他，只是行出来由不得他。
The good things that he wants to do, he cannot do.
他真是苦啊。
That how wretched he is.
他说苦到一个地步，他真的觉得说好像这个生命都没有价值，没有意义了。
Even to a point, he felt that this life is hopeless, meaningless.
虽然这些基督徒的生活，你发现他是得救了，他好像在主的恩典中还往前去了。
That these Christian life, yes, they have been saved, and by God's grace, they're pressing on forward.
但是这却不是正常的基督徒生活。
Yet this is not a normal Christian life.
什么是正常的基督徒生活
？What is a normal Christian life?
正常的基督徒生活不是容易，不是很难，也不是不可能，乃是。
The normal Christian life is not very easy, is not very difficult, nor is it impossible. It should be very natural.
有个弟兄说到是 supernaturally natural.
Some people even describe it as supernaturally natural.
是超自然的自然。
There is a supernatural force that makes it
natural. 你发现在后面他讲到的，他说好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事讨他喜悦。你发现这里面所讲的真的是很自然的。
Here it talks about so that you will be pleasing to the Lord, you may walk worthy of the Lord, bearing fruits in every good work. It seems so normal.
你看使徒们，当他们跟随主经过十字架，来到了这个进入到五旬节的时候
，When you see these disciples.Or apostles who have gone through with the Lord, gone through the cross with the Lord and saw the resurrection when they came to Pentecost. They have been truly brought into the fellowship of the will of God.
你发现当那些的这个祭司长文士逼迫他们的时候，他们说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
And when these, the Pharisees and the scribes started to persecute them,
你发现他们的生活和主是相配的。
And the scribes say these people have followed the Lord because their life are similar to the Lord.
是被主管过的。
And their life has been controlled by the Lord.
一个人的生命被管过和没有被管过是完全不一样的。
A life that's been controlled by the Lord versus a life that's free from God's control is completely different.
当斯蒂凡被人用石头往死里砸的时候
，When Stephen was being stoned by the people,
你发现。他在那里很自然的生命就流露出来。
It was very natural for the life of Christ to be manifested.
就是说求主耶稣不要将这罪归给他们。
He says, may the Lord not deal with these people according to their wrongs.
弟兄姊妹，进到神旨意的交通是何等宝贵的一件事。
How precious it is when we can enter into the fellowship of His will.
只有进到神旨意的交通里，一个基督徒才能真正过一个正常的基督徒生活。
And only when we can enter into this fellowship, then we can live a normal Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在对我们每一个人来讲，我觉得太重要了。
And I think this is so important to each one of us.
我相信没有一个神的儿女愿意这一生过的基督徒生活，在神眼中是一个不正常的基督徒生活。
I don't believe there is any one Christian who wants to live their whole life in an abnormal life.
那我们怎么能进到神旨意的交通里呢？
But how can we enter into this fellowship?
我们有真理的教训。
We have the teaching of the truth.
神已经在基督耶稣里召了我们。
The Lord has already called us in Christ.
他已经把我们在可以说在恩典里面，在地位上已经带进了这个荣耀的交通里。
That by grace, in position, we have already been brought into this fellowship.
这个真理的教训是非常重要的。
And the teaching of the truth is very important.
我们也看见像使徒保罗或者这里写的这个以巴弗，有很多见证人，他们好像云彩一样在这里鼓励我们，激励我们。
There's a cloud of witnesses like Paul, like Epaphras, who are encouraging us, who are pressing, who are
他们给我们做见证，我们是可以进到这个旨意交通里的。
They're testifying that yes, we also can enter into this fellowship.
但是如果只有这些的教训和这些的鼓励，你发现很多时候我们好像没有办法进到神旨意的交通里。
But only with these teachings for encouragement, as if sometimes it's very difficult for us to enter in.
使徒保罗在这一段的经文里，在哥罗西书第一章前面这一段的经文里，
So in this first part of chapter 1 in Colossians,
他特别给我们看见一件事。
Paul really wanted us to see this one thing.
他给我们看见有一个非常关键的一件事情。
There is a key.
就是祷告。
That is to pray.
弟兄姊妹，进入神旨意的交通，不是主没有做成。
And to enter into this fellowship of the will of God, it's not that Christ hasn't done it.
不是前面许多的圣徒他们没有进去过。
It's not that nobody has entered in before.
原因有一个很大的拦阻。
But there is a great hindrance.
弟兄姊妹，进到神旨意的交通，你发现有一个非常大的拦阻。
To enter into the fellowship of the will of God, there is a great hindrance.
因为进入神旨意的交通乃是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God, the purpose of God.
所以你发现这里面就有一个属灵的征战。
So whenever the purpose of God wants to be accomplished, there is a spiritual battle.
有一个属灵的势力在那里一直的拦阻我们。
There is opposing spiritual force trying to keep us from doing it.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们以为是我们的老板拦阻我们进入神的旨意。
Today, sometimes we think it's our boss who is preventing us from entering in.
这个老板真的黑心呐。
This boss, he is evil.
真的让我们把命都卖给他了。
He wants us to sell our souls to our work.
有的年轻人说，我的父母就拦阻我进入神的旨意。
And some young people say, my parents prevent us from entering in.
我看他们的生活两面人。
I've seen my parents, they're two-faced.
聚会的时候，光鲜亮丽，回到家里就跟我发脾气。
That when they're so nice and kind in the meeting, but as soon as they get home, they get mad at me.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是和属血气的在争上。
But our battle is not against flesh and blood.
如果你我今天还要和属血气的在争什么，弟兄姊妹，难怪我们今天常常没有办法进到神旨意的交通里。
If you and I are still fighting with flesh and blood, then no wonder we cannot enter into this fellowship.
这个拦阻是什么？
But what is the hindrance?
至少有三方面。
There is at least three aspects.
头一方面，
Number one,
就是充满在整个世界当中反叛的灵。
There is a spirit of disobedience that's filling this world that we live in.
The spirit of the disobedience.
The spirit of disobedience.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是非常强大的一个拦阻啊。
And it's a very strong a hindrance.
你发现整个的世界根本就不要神。
And this entire world, they refuse to recognize God.
哪里有神？
Where is God?
人没有旨意。
There is no purpose.
没价值。
There is no value.
没意义。
There is no meaning.
有人，有个年轻人跟我说 ,Chat, GPT, 如此说。
That young people even told me, Chat GPT has told me this.
人没有意义。
There is no meaning to the life of man.
什么神的旨意？
There is no will of God.
整个现在整个的世界，你发现在恶者的手下。
That this whole world is under the dominion of the evil one. 朝着
远离神的旨意的方向急速的下滑。
And it's on a slippery slide, on a downhill path away from the will of God.
你发现这一个灵，今天非常非常严重的影响神的教会。
And this spirit of disobedience really influences the church today.
世界上的人。不要神的旨意。
The world of the people of this world do not want
to know the will of God. 你给他讲任何的事情都可以跟你谈。
And you can talk to them about anything.
你敢谈神和神的旨意，马上就跟你争吵。
But if you dare to bring up God or the will of God, they will argue with you.
因为里面有一个反叛的灵。
Because there is a spirit of disobedience.
那个灵就是那一个恶者在人心中运行的结果。
That is the spirit of the evil one moving in the hearts of men.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个灵，你发现何等的严重的影响神的儿女。
That this spirit of disobedience really influences the people of God.
你今天跟许多神的儿女讲到神的旨意，他们觉得这件事，这一次的特会，我睡觉了。
If you bring up the will of God to many of the believers, they will think this is a meeting suitable for sleeping.
可能看见题目就说，哎，这咱们出去这个 vacation 好了，出去郊游好了。
That if they see the topic of this special meeting topic, they will think, oh, this is, we better book a vacation.
讲这些干什么？
Why do we bother talking about these things?
我的生活怎么办？
What about my life?
我的儿女怎么办？
What about my children?
我考试怎么办？
What about my exams?
我明白神的旨意，我考试就拿满分了吗？
Am I gonna get 100 if I understand the will of God?
Who cares?
Who cares?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一个灵今天在神的教会里影响了多少神的儿女，也吞吃了多少我们的后代。
And if you observe, this spirit of disobedience has influenced so many children of God and has swallowed up many of our next generation.
你如果去各个聚会，你稍微去有一些的这个探访的话，
if you visit different churches,
你发现有许多聚会年轻人一个都没有。
You will notice that there are many churches that does not have young people gatherings.
这个世界把我们的后代统统吞掉了。
That this world has swallowed up our next generation.
这个世界充满了背叛的灵。
It's full of the spirit of disobedience.
哇，弟兄姊妹，感谢神，有些的神儿女他们在神面前祷告。
But we praise the Lord. There are some brothers and sisters who gather together and pray.
使徒保罗这是不住的祷告。
He said, "I have."Never cease to pray for you.
不断的祷告。
I will continue to pray for you.
他说 to the end, 不达目的绝不罢休的祷告。
I will pray until the end.
感谢主，你看见有许多的年轻人，他们是所谓二代基督徒啊。
And we have seen many young people, young Christians who are considered second generation Christians.
他们对于向神永远旨意的道，他们非常的渴慕。
That they really had a desire to hear the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
因为整个这世界被这个反叛的灵所充满。
Because this whole world is filled by the spirit of disobedience.
我们只有借着祷告，只有借着在神面前的能力。
Only through prayers by the power of God,
使人心被掳回
then the hearts of men can be recaptured.
坚固的营垒
that he can conquer strongholds.
使人顺服基督啊
and that can bring us to the obedience of Christ.
不仅是这一个反叛的灵
not only the spirit of disobedience.
在神的儿女中间有很多的人，他们有渴慕，愿意追求。
And there are many Christians, brothers and sisters, who desire to pursue the Lord.
但是还有第二个拦阻。
But then there is a second hindrance.
就是宗教的灵。
That's the spirit of religion.
人以为说 用人的智慧可以明白神的事情。
Men had always thought by the wisdom of man they can understand the things of God.
我们人都有对知识的好奇心。
We all have curiosity towards knowledge.
我们有的时候被骗了。
But we have been deceived.
我们发现有的年轻人他们非常的对于圣经的知识有很强烈的好奇心。
We have seen young people who are very curious with the knowledge of the Bible.
他们非常的追求。
And they really pursue this knowledge.
我们以为他们对属灵有渴慕。
And we had thought that they have some desire for spiritual things.
后来我们发现我们好像被欺骗了。
But then I realized we have been deceived.
你发现他们外面是非常的显出这样的渴慕的心。
On the outside, they really show the heart of desire and to pursue.
但你如果你问他有没有聆听过神的声音
？But if you ask them, have you heard the voice of God？
你问他们有没有真正安静过在神的面前
？Have you quieted yourself before the Lord？
他们是一无所知。
They knew nothing about it.
他们来到任何的团体当中。
They will come to all kinds of gatherings.
他们非常的 critical, 他们非常的满了了意见。
They are full of they're very critical of all the gatherings.
他们这个也不喜欢，那个也不喜欢。
They think this is not good, they don't like that one.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个不是正常的基督徒生活。
And you see, this is not a normal Christian life.
他没有进去。
He has not entered in.
还有一些神的儿女说他们是所谓特会族的。
And then there are other Christians who call themselves conference goers.
啊，是一个族类啊。
哦、oh, ，it's
the race.
It's a race.、
Oh, 你知道他们跟你说，哦，今天这特会你没去，你完了。
He will come and tell you, oh, you didn't go to this conference, you're doomed.
你再也没机会了。
You lost your chance.
哦、oh, ，你看我们真的每一次。这样的对我们都去的。
And look at us, we go to every conference.
但是他们不过是头脑知识的好奇心。
But they only fulfilled the curiosity of their mind.
你发现他们其实对神的道不过是个路旁通。
But it's not necessary that they understand anything at all about the will of God.
仇敌很多时候他诡诈到一个地步，让你参加所有的特会。
Our enemy is so full of tricks that sometimes he will allow you to go to all the conferences.
他让你满头脑都知道。
That your head will be filled with all the knowledge.
他把神的道从你心里面夺去。
Yet he can remove the way of the Lord from your heart.
有的时候听的道越多，越是坚固的路旁堵。
Sometimes the more we hear, the more what's the
路旁堵。
That you are just a waste. You're just standing on the wayside.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们不参加特会了吗？
Does that mean that we no longer go to conferences?
我们需要祷告。
No, it's that we need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是一件好像这个只是外面说一说。
Don't think that I'm just talking about this outwardly.
我觉得每一次聚会之前，我觉得弟兄们在神面前这样的认真的祷告。
That every time we come before any gathering, there are brothers
who praying.
And we're praying earnestly because we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见这个宗教的灵辖制很多神的儿女。
Today we have seen the spirit of religion who has really put many brothers and sisters under bondage.
不仅是人以为用知识或者好奇心。觉得可以进到神旨意里面。
Some people think that we can enter into the will of God just by knowledge, by curiosity.
觉得说，那我就靠这一个努力。
So some people will say, then what if I use hard work?
摆上
，use dedication，
牺牲
，sacrifice，
热心
，passion。
我把所有一切都周济穷人。
I use my zeal to feed the poor。
我叫人这个。舍己身叫人焚烧。
I sacrifice myself to burn my life to benefit others.
什么进入神旨意？我已经做到了。
This entering into the will of God, I've already done it.
人以为说用人的力气、人的工作可以成就神的旨意。
As if the good works of men can accomplish the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，在教会历史上有个很有名的传道人。
We know there was a very famous preacher in the history of the church.
戴德生弟兄。
That was Hudson Taylor.
我们知道戴德生弟兄真的是为了在中国传福音的缘故。
And this brother, for the sake of preaching the gospel in China,
实在是牺牲了太多。
He has given up so much.
太多的这个痛苦的经历。
That he had many painful experiences.
许多的逼迫，许多的艰难。
Many persecutions, great difficulties.
当他从中国内地回到这一个英国的时候，多少人为他们流泪，多少人羡慕他们。
And that when he returned to England from China, so many people shed tears for him.
我们的弟兄自己做见证。
But our brother testified himself.
在他没有进到那一个神旨意交通的那一个福分之前。
That before he has experienced or entered into that blessing of the fellowship of his, of the Lord.
他的侍奉是枯干的。
That he said himself that all of his ministries were dry.
别人看他都是非常好的。
And from the world's eye, from everybody else's eye, he has done great.
非常赞同他的。
That everybody applauded for him.
都是把他抬得很高的。
And everybody raised him up on a high pedestal.
他自己做见证。
But he testified himself.
有一天，他被带进神旨意的交通。
That one day.He was brought into the fellowship of the will of God.
他说他整个的生活侍奉就完全不一样。
That his whole life and his ministry changed.
约伯记
In the book of Job,
第一章有一个约伯。
And in chapter 1, there was a Job.
我不知道大家喜欢不喜欢那个约伯。
I don't know if you like this Job or not.
完全正直，远离恶事，敬畏神。
Upright, does not do evil, fear the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果在座的所有的神的儿女，我们都好像约伯记第一章的约伯。
If all of us, all the children of God, can be like Job in Job chapter 1,
你觉着我们的生命中有没有旨意？
Do you think that your life and my life will be full of purpose?
有没有意义？
Full of meaning?
有没有价值？
Full of value?
约伯记四十二章的约伯。
What about Job in chapter 42?
当他被带进神旨意的交通。
When he had finally been brought into the fellowship of the will of God.
那是神所要的。
That is a Job that God desires.
我们所羡慕的约伯。
The Job that we like.
有的时候我们用一生的努力所要达到的那个好像的那种的光景。
Sometimes we have spent our whole life pursuing after Job in chapter 1.
我们发现正是神要一直把它打碎的。
And we realize God has been trying really hard to break that picture.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这一个宗教的灵。
This spirit of religion.
辖制多少神的儿女。
Has taken so many Christians in bondage.
明明是神所不喜悦的。
Surely God does not desire after it.
我们以为是可以夸口的。
But we boast for it.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个如果我们不去祷告的话
if it's not through prayers,
我们落在这些的光景里面，我们还以为我们进到这个旨意交通里了。
That we will fall into these conditions and we will think that we have already got it.
其实我们根本没有进去。
But at the end, we realize we have not touched this will.
别人可以夸奖你。
Other people can boast for you.
你自己觉得很了不起。
And you think that yourself is very good.
但是弟兄姊妹，在神眼中却没有价值。
But in the eyes of the Lord, there is no purpose,
没有旨意。
No meaning.
没有意义。
No purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等严肃的一件事。
What a serious matter this is.
所以使徒保罗他这里他的祷告是那个不住的，是那个不达目的绝不罢休的祷告。
Therefore, Paul says, I do not cease to pray for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是在何等一场严肃的属灵的征战。
This is such a serious spiritual battle.
使徒保罗在这里为哥罗西的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Here, Apostle Paul prays for the brothers and sisters in Colossae.
弟兄姊妹， 我们读这一段经文，你会发现哥罗西的弟兄姊妹他们属灵的光景真的是非常好。
Do you, when we read this chapter, we realize that the people in Colossae are, they are living a very good Christian life.
他们有信心。
They have faith.
而他们的信心不是死的信心。
And it's a living faith.
他们的信心是生发仁爱的信心。
This is a faith that brought the love of Christ.
而且他们的爱不是很狭隘的，属好像属情欲的爱。
And they're not loving with a love that is fleshly. That's
他们亲爱众圣徒。
But they have a love for all the saints.
喜欢你的爱。
They love those who like you.
讨厌你的。见了你就转弯走的也爱。
They also love those who despise you, those who turn around whenever they see you. They still love them.
人的爱非常有限。
The love of man very limited.
只要你敢伤我
，If you hurt me,
记你一辈子。
Then I will remember that forever.
可以赦免，但是 never forget.
I may forgive you, but I'll never forget.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人的那个爱不是从那个信心里产生出来的。
And so you see the love of man does not come out of faith.
他们中间那一个爱是爱众圣徒。
But here the people in Colossae, they are said to have a love for all the saints.
而且他们的盼望是存在天上的盼望。
And they also have a hope which is laid up for you in heaven.
他们不是盼望这个萧条赶紧过去。
They're not just hoping for depression or a recession to pass.
病毒给清零了。
They're not just hoping for COVID to disappear.
弟兄姊妹，他们的盼望是在天上的。
But they have a hope laid up in heaven.
你可以说他们真的至少尝到了这一个神旨意交通的滋味。
So at least they have tasted the sweetness of the fellowship of the will of God.
像这样的弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗为什么还要这样为他们祷告呢？
But for people, for Christians like this, how come Paul is still praying for them?
今天有坐第一排的，你要为他祷告吗？
If all our brothers and sisters sitting on the front row, do you still pray for them?
有好几个都没来的，我不知道你们中间有没有没来的。
But perhaps there are those who are not even here.
你是为那没来的祷告，还是为这个坐在第一排的祷告？
Do you pray for those who are not here, or do you pray for the front row seat?
至少要纪念纪念没来的嘛，对不对？
Of course, we remember those who are not here, right?
要好好为那些不来的祷告。
Really pray for those who are not even here.
有的来了就睡觉的，你为他祷告，对不对？
And pray for those who are sleeping.
来了以后，这个就一会儿就出去了，就滑手机了。
If you see someone started pulling out their phone or just started walking out, we pray for those.
我们看到这种情形，我们主啊怜悯呐。
对 ，we see that. We see Lord have mercy.
哦，迫切的祷告。
And you pray earnestly.
都坐在第一排，哇，还抄笔记。你看这抄满是都是笔记的。
What about those who are sitting in the front row taking great notes?
你要不要为他祷告？
Do we need to pray for them?
感谢赞美神啊。
All you need to say is thank and praise the Lord.
我们中间竟有这样的年轻人。
We have young people such as these.
主啊，我把荣耀归给你。
Glory to God on high.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗为什么在这里迫切的为哥罗西的弟兄姊妹这样祷告呢？
But why does Paul still pray for the brothers and sisters in Colossae?
哥罗西的弟兄姊妹，他们，你看见说他们没有受这一个反叛灵的影响。
They are not.Influenced by the spirit of disobedience,
他们没有被这个宗教的灵辖制。
And they did not seem to have been controlled by the spirit of religion.
但是他们中间来了一些叫做光明的天使。
And yet somehow, in their midst, there are those who are called angels of light.
他们告诉他们说：“你们这样的追求主。”这样的生命有信有望有爱太好了。
And they have been telling them, you have such great life, you have faith, hope and love, you are doing great.
但是你们长进太慢了。
But you are progressing very slowly.
你们要长得快一点。
You want to grow up fast.
我有秘诀。
I have a secret.
我有绝招。
I have a key.
就所谓有人说叫基督 plus.
I have Christ Plus 2.0.
我们 我们在和年轻人从前在一起追求的时候，有人就进到我们中间说，你们要想属灵的话，要追求基督不错。
And when we were serving the young people, there were people that came into our midst that says, it's good that you're pursuing Christ.
但我这有个基督 plus.
But I have Christ plus.
40天就可以属灵。
40 days, you can be spiritual in 40 days.
你要读了我这本书，你就不要那么辛苦了。
If you read my book, then you don't have to try so hard.
40天就过正常的基督的生活。
40 days, you will live a normal Christian life, guaranteed.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在这一个混乱的可以说环境的当中，
But we live in such a crazy chaotic time.
仇敌很多时候他装扮成光明的天使。
That our enemies sometimes come and dressed up like angels of light.
他不是说你不要基督。
They're not saying don't pursue Christ.
那种很笨的说你不要基督。
Only a dumb enemy says don't pursue Christ.
他让你追求基督。
He says, yes, pursue.
但是基督还得有基督 plus.
But not only Christ, but Christ plus something else.
弟兄姊妹，这个是异端的灵。
And that is a spirit of
heresy.
Heresy? Heresy.
The spirit of heresy.
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌他如果看你不能够让你从这个被这个反叛的灵影响。
If the enemy realizes he cannot influence you with the spirit of disobedience.
他不能用宗教的灵来辖制你。
If he cannot control you with the spirit of religion,
他让你被这一个异端的灵从你坚固的地位上被引动，从这个交通里出去了。
That he will try to shake you loose from that fellowship by the spirit of heresy.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗里面是何等的迫切呢？
And how fervent is the heart of Paul?
他的这个祷告真的是这个不达目的绝不罢休的祷告啊。
He's praying unceasingly. He will never quit until he gets.
因为神的儿女很多时候里面真的有好奇心的。
Because truly we have this curiosity in us.
神的儿女有的时候真的盼望快一点的长大。
Sometimes we have this eagerness. We really want to grow up
quickly. 什么都是要快的。
Let us be quick.
都是 instant.
Be instant.
吃什么都 instant.
We need instant food.
我们这个，我给年轻人要喝这个喝粥，他说不要，我们要冰水，那 instant.
Before I try to serve young people congee, they say no, 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 that takes too long. I just want cold water, ice water.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说人里面有这些软弱。
And we see there are weaknesses in men.
而且我们很多时候盼望自己。被列在属灵人的行列当中。
And also for ourselves, we want to be ranked among the spiritual ones.
弟兄姊妹，属灵是对的。
To be spiritual is right, it's good.
但是不是在别人面前觉得自己比别人高出很多。
But it's not so that we can feel that we're better than anyone else.
其实真正属灵的人是看别人比自己强。
Actually, the spiritual ones always see others better than ourselves.
人里面这些的软弱
that these weakness in us
被这些光明的天使抓住了
and they have been laid hold of by these angels of light.
在哥罗西的聚会里竟然把那个异端的灵给引进来了
that among the church in the Colossians, there was the spirit of heresy.
这些都成为人进入神旨意交通非常非常严重的拦阻。
And these have all become great hindrance to prevent us from entering into the fellowship.
所以使徒保罗他在这里实在是在那里好像奋力的在祷告啊。
So Apostle Paul prays unceasingly.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情，人不能做什么。
That men can do nothing about spiritual
things. 你觉得就在他们中间讲一篇道就好了吗？
Do you think Paul can just go among them and share a gospel message?
我想需要讲一篇道。
Sure, a message perhaps is needed.
可以指出他们的错误。
Maybe their wrongdoing can be pointed out.
但是属灵的事情绝不是人手能做的。
But spiritual things cannot be accomplished by the hands of
men. 人里面的眼睛必须借着圣灵的能力才能被打开。
Only the Holy Spirit can open the eyes of our heart.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这实在是需要神的教会在神面前真的有一个不住的祷告
啊。That can only be done by the constant prayers of the church.
不达目的绝不罢休的祷告啊。
We cannot give up praying until God's will be done.
不要以为我们好像比哥罗西的弟兄姊妹更加的聪明一点。
Do not think that we are smarter than the people of Colossians.
很多时候这个所谓的基督 plus在我们生命中常常辖制我们。
So often this Christ plus, controls many aspects of our life.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现很多神的儿女说我要基督。
So many Christians would say, I want Christ.
我也要好生活。
But I also want a good life.
过不多久。
Very soon.
只剩下好生活。
Only this good life is left.
我们常常觉得我们非常的聪明。
So often we think that we're clever.
我们说这个寻求耶和华的一样好处都不缺。
That we say pursue, seek after the Lord, that he will give you all the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，我们上了仇敌的当。
That we will be tricked by the enemy.
你单单要基督。
If you want Christ and Christ alone.
一样好处都不缺。
Then there will be nothing, lacking in your life.
弟兄姊妹，当你要基督和基督 plus，
if you want Christ and Christ plus，
你我的生活完全的不一样。
Then our life will be fully, completely different.
这里面使徒保罗他的祷告不仅是在消极的一面。
So here Paul is not only praying negatively against something.
不仅借着这样的祷告，他在那里可以说在那里抵挡这些反叛的灵、宗教的灵和这个异端的灵。
He's not only praying to oppose the spirit of religion, the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of heresy.
他更是积极的在那里祷告，特别是刚才我们读过的第九节。
But very positively, he's praying for something.
他说：“我为你们不住的祷告祈求。”
Like verse 9 here says, "I do not cease to pray for you."
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
And that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
没有错，在消极一面真的是需要这个抵挡这些的灵。
Yes, on one hand, we do need to oppose all of these opposing spirits.
但是在积极的一面。
But on the other hand,
使徒保罗说要让他们有这个。有智慧和悟性。
That Paul is praying for wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这个智慧不是属情欲，不是属地的智慧。
That this is not a wisdom of the world.
这个是属天的智慧。
This is a wisdom from above.
这是属灵的智慧。
This is a spiritual wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是我们天然人的智慧。
This is not a wisdom of a natural man.
弟兄姊妹，这样的智慧没有祷告，你是没有办法来经历的。
That you cannot enter into this wisdom, you cannot experience it
without prayer. 弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得祷告只是一个过程。
Do not think prayer is just going through the motions.
弟兄姊妹，祷告实在是进到这场征战的里面。
Prayer brings us into this battle.
不仅在消极一面，更是积极的一面，让神那个属天的智慧能够临到我们。
Not only negatively, but positively, we're bringing down the heavenly wisdom to us.
不仅是智慧
，Not only wisdom，
他说还悟性
，Also spiritual understanding。
这个什么是这个悟性啊
？What is spiritual understanding？
你说这一个所罗门呢？他在神面前曾经求智慧。
Remember, King Solomon once prayed for wisdom.
在这个原文里面，他实在说来，圣经上说他是求那个 understanding heart.
In the original text, the Bible says he was praying for understanding heart.
是能够理解的心。
So that he can understand things.
一个明白的心。
A heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，夫妻两个吵架的原因，就因为每一个人都问你明白吗
？The reason the husband and wife argue with each other because everyone says, "Do you understand me?"
今天你回去，你试试，你问问你太太说，我明白吗
？If you go back and ask your wife, "Do I understand you?"
弟兄姊妹，如果每一个夫妻的吵架都问说，那我明白吗？
That if everybody before you argue, you all ask yourself, do
I
understand?
Understanding heart, 你可以去理解别人的心。
If you have this understanding heart, you can understand another person's heart.
你发现你有悟性。
Then you have this spiritual understanding.
你有智慧。
You have wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，在主面前。
Before the Lord.
我们有没有一个 understanding heart? 有没有一个来理解主话语的心。
Do we have this understanding heart? Do we have a heart that can understand the word of God?
我们看见真的需要耳朵受割礼。
So truly we need our ear to be circumcised.
没有受过割礼的耳朵。没有受过割礼的耳朵。
For an uncircumcised ear.
只爱听好听的教训。
Can only listen to teachings that sounds good to you.
受过割礼的耳朵。
But a circumcised ear.
愿意听好教训。
But prone to listen to a
good teaching.
好
教训常常是带着责备的光。
And very often a good teaching brings in the light of, reproach.
对
reproach?
对。
Conviction.
Okay.
Thank you.
不仅耳朵受割礼，心要受割礼。
Not only our ears needs to be circumcised, but also our hearts need to be circumcised.
我们的心都不会去理解别人的。
So often our hearts do not want to understand.
我们都盼望别人理解我们。
We only want others to understand us.
教会里没人理解我。
Nobody at church understands.
年长弟兄也不理解我。
And the elders do not understand.
甚至连主都不理解我。
Even the Lord doesn't understand me.
我真的，我的心谁了解？
Who understands? Who cares about my heart?
你知道这一个心要被受割礼。
But this heart needs to be circumcised.
弟兄姊妹，没有十字架就没有办法进到神旨意的交通里。
Brothers and sisters, therefore, without the cross, there is no way to enter into the fellowship of His will.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们肯接受十字架在我们身上的工作？
Whenever a person is willing for the cross to do its work in us,
我们愿意听好教训。
Whenever we're willing to listen to the right, the good teaching,
我们弃绝那些所谓好听的教训。
And that we oppose perhaps the good sounding teaching.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们就愿意被神旨意那丰满的知识来充满我们。
Then we will be willing to be filled by the knowledge of His will.
哇，弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个充满，刚才我们说了，它是 saturated， 它是 occupied， 它是 controlled。
And this filling of the knowledge of His will is the one that saturates us, that occupies us, and in turn controls us.
你发现你这个人的心就很单纯。
And then you realize your heart becomes very simple.
神所有的见证
the, all the testimonies of God
如果没有单纯的心
without a pure heart
没有一个人可以进到神的见证里
otherwise no one can enter into this testimony
多么宝贵啊弟兄姊妹
how precious
人单纯
when a man becomes pure
什么都单纯
everything is pure
人复杂
If someone has a complicated heart
什么都复杂
Everything seems complicated
很多时候我们在教会侍奉中我们很轻看那些所谓的芝麻绿豆大的事情
Sometimes when we're serving and ministering in the church We often care about the small
不 care
Or we try not to care about the small little things
弟兄姊妹你知道芝麻绿豆大的小事遇见复杂的人天大的事
But even these small little trivial things to one person to a person who's complicated these could be grave matters
有的时候我们很怕出大事
Sometimes we're afraid that great things happen like big events happen
天大的事
Even heavenly the big things
遇见单纯的人
But to the pure,
非常的简单
all things are pure, very simple.
弟兄姊妹， 神的见证绝不能借着一个不单纯的人能够往前去。
The testimony of God cannot be manifested through one who is not pure.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须进到神旨意的交通里。
So we have to enter into the fellowship of His will.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书十一章第三节那里特别讲到一件事。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Apostle Paul says,
他说我里面只怕一件事。
That I seek this one thing.
只怕一件事。
Oh, I'm only afraid of one thing.
只怕你们的心或偏于邪。
I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve, that your mind be corrupted from the simplicity.
失去那向着基督所存纯义清洁的心。
That your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们的心偏于邪？
Whenever our heart is corrupted from the simplicity.
失去了向着基督所存纯义清洁的心。
That we lost the simplicity that is in Christ.
在见证上就没有分量。
Then we will have no weight in our testimony.
无论我们有多少的努力。
No matter how hard we try.
无论我们有多少的摆上。
No matter how much we sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中没有旨意。
Before the eyes of the Lord, you,
没有价值,
you will have not, no purpose,
没有意义,
no value, no meaning.
弟兄姊妹，这是开始的时候，在哥罗西书前面一段，这里面给我们看见，我们真的要盼望神的儿女也都能进到这样的祷告的这样的这样的感觉的当中。
So this is the first part of the book of Colossians. It desires for all the children of God to enter into this prayer.
使徒保罗他知道进到神旨意的交通是何等紧要的一件事。
Because Apostle Paul knows how important it is to enter into the fellowship.
这里有多少拦阻的力量。
Of the knowledge of the will of God. How much opposes.
这一个智慧和悟性这样的让我们来认识神的丰满的旨意的时候。
But when the Lord grants us wisdom and spiritual understanding that we can know the knowledge of His will.
神在他教会中得着一般单纯的器皿。
Then the Lord can gain these simple vessels in His church.
Pure heart.
With those with pure hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵啊。
How precious that would, that is.
今天耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
Today the eyes of the Lord looks to and fro throughout the whole earth.
先大能帮助那心向他诚实的人。
He will strongly support those whose heart is simple, holy towards Him.
我想我们今天晚上就先开个头。
So this is just the beginning tonight.
我想我们以后可能还要，如果主愿意，在后面的两次里面，我们更多的看能够来思想这一个神旨意的交通是何等的丰富。
Lord willing, we have two more opportunities to see the richness and the fullness of the fellowship of the will of God.
我们一起有点祷告。
So let us have some prayers together.
天父，我们何等感谢你。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
感谢你这样宝贵的心意向我们敞开。
Thank you for opening up your heart to us.
在你无限的怜悯里面，你竟然把我们都带进这样荣耀的交通的当中。
In your infinite mercy, you can even bring people like us into such a fellowship.
让我们今天进到神儿子的交通的里面。
And we can enter into the fellowship of the Son of God.
为这样的荣耀的恩典，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。
We thank you and praise you for such a glorious will.
我们求主给我们里面有这样深的感觉。
May you give us a deep understanding.
我们很多时候落在许多的软弱的当中。
So often you know how we have fallen into many weaknesses.
求主赐下那诗人恳求的灵。
But may you give us a spirit of supplication.
我们愿在主面前有一个不住的祷告。
That we would not cease to pray before you.
一个不达目的绝不罢休的祷告。
We will not give up until your will be done.
让我们都能够满心的知道神的旨意。
That we can all enter into the fullness of the knowledge
of the will of God. 在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
With wisdom, with spiritual understanding.
好让我们行事为人都能对得起主。
that we may walk worthy of the
凡是讨主的喜悦
to be fully pleasing
在地上过一个正常的基督徒生活
we may live a normal Christian life
让你自己的生命在你教会中能够彰显出来
that your life may be manifested in your church
让你自己的旨意行在我们中间如同行在天上一样
that your will may be done among us as it is in heaven
求主听我们的祷告
Lord, may you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.